This morning, we're joined here on the phone. Brigham Hoig is with us. She's the market manager for Produce in the Park, among her other hats and titles that she carries with her. Doesn't that name tag get heavy after a while?
Yes.
A lot of hats to have. But it's good. It's been a good season. And coming up this Thursday, October 13th, will be the final Produce in the Park for the season. It's hard to believe that it's blown through this quickly.
I know. It's been 20 weeks.
It doesn't seem like it at all, does it?
No.
20 weeks, and that's 20 weeks worth of folks entertaining at the park, folks providing different games and activities at the park, all kinds of special food trucks at the park, all kinds of different displays and folks that are showing off and selling their wares at the park. It's a lot of work to put this together each week, isn't it?
It is. It's really important that we have our volunteers and our vendors and organizations that visit us are just so much fun.
How do you come up with all the creative ideas each week?
A lot of the ideas come from the vendors or come from customers or people on the board. We welcome the ideas. So yeah, stop by the information booth and give us your ideas anytime.
No bad ideas.
Right. We might not use them all, but no bad ideas.
You have to start somewhere. Well, I know the food trucks have been popular items at the at Produce in a Park this year, and you've had pretty good participation, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We have. It was a great year for food trucks. Yeah, this is really the first year that we really leaned into it. We started off with just one food truck and quickly realized we needed two to accommodate for most of the summer. And we've had food trucks from Des Moines and Omaha and everywhere in between. It's been really fun.
And quite a variety.
Yeah, quite a variety. Yes. And, you know, we've tried to also do some trucks that we don't have restaurants with the same type of food in the Atlantic area to make sure that folks are, you know, getting to try new things.
Yeah, we have a few restaurants around the downtown area, too. So, you know, if folks want to wander after they finish up their activities of Produce in the Park, we always encourage that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and this week you've got the taco truck coming back.
We do, yes. Zimos has been a super popular truck this week, and that's going to be our last one for the year. He's fast, and he offers all sorts of different Mexican food options. Tex-Mex is really what he specializes in. So, should be another good week for food trucks to finish it out.
Yeah, I know folks enjoy that. Well, let's talk a little bit about what they'll find at this last opportunity here for Produce in the Park. We've had some really good weather here of the last several weeks. So does that mean the produce has been really good?
Produce has been really good, yes. Now, we did get some frost freeze Friday night. So you might see a little difference in produce at this point, but you will see a lot of squash. I know people are really excited about squash, and we're going to have a lot of squash at this market. Sweet potatoes are here. Potatoes are here, some of those fall favorites. And then you'll still see a lot of, gosh, we've got lots of great onions. We're probably expecting some peppers and tomatoes, not a ton. That's the kind of stuff that would have kind of been bitten by the squash, by the frost there. Yeah. But yeah, still a lot of good produce, but lots of other things as well. And this week we're pretty excited about trick or treat.
Well, yeah, it's getting here fast enough, but this is kind of your first and early chance, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. So we're doing trick or treat at the park this Thursday, October 13th. Costumes are optional, trick or treating for kids and adults. I think most of our vendors and most of our visiting organizations will be offering a little something to trick-or-treaters at their booths.
Excellent. And so, Produce in the Park has always been an opportunity to bring the whole family anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We really try to be an all-ages thing. So, yeah, there will be something for people of all ages at the park this week, of course.
You bet. Well, you've outlined some of the produce options that'll be available here at this week's Produce in the Park, and it is entitled mm-hmm. Produce in the Park. It's kind of a farmer's market type atmosphere, but as folks might realize, that farmer's markets are very different in very different places around the country anyway. You're not just tied to certain things, and you've tried to expand on this and be kind of all-inclusive when it comes to who can be vendors and what types of things you have available at these events.
Yeah, it's true. So we are definitely a farmer's market because we have at least three produce vendors, which really is like the legal definition in Iowa to be signed up and advertising as a farmer's market. But we have gone well beyond that, and part of that's from our vendors themselves. So, you know, a number of our produce vendors also sell meat. They sell farm fresh eggs. They sell jams, honey, dessert items. And then we've got vendors that do all of those things individually as well. And then we've got our craft vendors who really do some great stuff. And this time of year, I just keep talking about fall candles and wax melts and all that kind of thing. Folks love that stuff.
Yeah, this is, to me, the kind of time of the year when most folks are thinking about crafts and different types of things, candles and what have you. This is the kind of year most folks are thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's that like fall time. We're ready to have things smell cozy inside and whatnot. Yeah, it's a great time to come to the market. And I think we're going to have three different candle vendors there this week, so it should be a good one for that.
So there might be a few pumpkin spice kind of things?
You bet. Absolutely.
Whether you smell it, eat it, drink it, it doesn't seem to matter. This time of the year, if you don't find pumpkin spice, it's really not an official event.
So true.
It's just how it goes. Brigham, talk about the support that you've gotten from so many different organizations, and not just the vendors, but so many others that have come in to be guest chefs, to help to support in different ways, whether they're providing opportunities, activities, what have you. You've had a lot of folks come in.
Seriously, we have. And those folks really make it a place to hang out and do different activities. And we have. So we see the Cascadian Master Gardeners here, I think, almost every week this season. Same with Atlantic Parks and Recreation, bringing some really fun variety of activities. We've seen the Atlantic Public Library come once a month. We've also had a number of showings from our sponsors. So we absolutely need sponsorships to run this market. And Cass Health is one of our sponsors that showed up a number of times at the park with different folks who volunteer with them or work at Cass Health. Right now, October, our special October sponsor is the Atlantic Elks Lodge. And last week they had a ring toss game that was a lot of fun. And this week they're doing free cupcake decorating for kids. So I know that's going to be a hit.
How is it not? There'll be a few finger lickings there, I'm sure, during the course of that time. Very good. Well, and you've also had performers come out all year long as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission gives us the bulk of our funding, and that makes it possible for us to pay live performers every week at the park. And that is just a favorite. We've got that gorgeous little shelter there that really does a nice job of kind of having that music amplified across the park. This week we have a couple of performers, and I have heard at least one of them will be in costume for the show.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of fun stuff planned. Has it been a successful year? Would you gauge this as being very successful for the Produce in the Park program for 2022?
Oh my gosh, Jim, it's been one of our best years. Yes, absolutely. And the way I kind of gauge that is two different directions. We've always had two primary goals. One of them is encouraging local food consumption, specifically produce. And the second one is building community. And in both categories, we've had a really good year.
How do you, what data do you use? I mean, is it the eye test, or are you seeing numbers?
So we ask specifically our produce vendors in particular, you know, how have sales been in compared to last year's, and what, you know, every night we kind of check in and, you know, how are you doing? So we look at that. And then also, it is the eyeball test. We, you know, have tried to do a better job of counting the number of people at the market, but that is a challenging job because our market is so accessible from so many different angles. And that's great. That's part of the reason it's a great market to come to. You can park at the library, you can park over on Chestnut Street, but it makes it a little hard. And we have definitely seen an increase in traffic. We had to rearrange the market this year to put vendors and visiting organizations like in additional areas of the park we hadn't utilized before, because we had a bunch of complaints about there being too much traffic where we had typically had folks hanging out.
Tough problem to have, huh?
Exactly the kind of problem we want,
Well, that's good. When you get positive feedback and good numbers from the vendors, you know, without vendors, you don't have an event like this. So, yeah, you keep them happy, you keep them coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep, it's super important.
You bet. 4:30 to 6:30. And again, that final Produce in the Park is this Thursday, October 13th. It might be the final Produce in the Park event, but might you have something yet coming down the road a little bit further?
Oh, you bet. We have our harvest market. It's always the Monday before Thanksgiving, so I believe that's the 21st this year, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And then we also have our Christmas market just before Christmas, and we're going to have a sweetheart market just before Valentine's Day and a spring celebration market just before Easter. So all of those off-season markets is what we call them. They've just gotten bigger and bigger in all vendor categories. So, yeah, we'll have more to share soon.
And we get through those, and then it's Produce in the Park for 2023.
Yes.
See how that cycles
yes.
right on through. Very good.
Yes.
We keep them busy, we keep them interested, and we keep them supporting those good local vendors. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Well, again, this Thursday, October 13th at the Atlantic City Park, 4:30 to 6:30. Make sure you stop on down. Enjoy the last opportunity for the season for Produce in the Park. A lot of folks have spent a lot of time and effort and put together a pretty good program for you each and every Thursday, and they're happy to do it. They'd love to see your support. Brigham, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks so much, Jim.